Russ Davis, join me for Jazz America after the latest news on VOA Music Mix.
Dozens killed following blast in mosque in Nigeria. Four die in Egypt on Muslim Youth Uprising Day. I'm Bill Michaels in Washington. At least 81 people are dead following a series of explosions followed by gunfire outside the central mosque in Kano, Nigeria. The incident at the crowded mosque happened just after the start of Friday prayers. Witnesses say they saw scores of people injured and feared dead after two bombs exploded in the courtyard outside the Grand Mosque and a third detonated nearby. Rioting erupted after the blast. Police arrived on the scene to confront an angry mob of youths yelling and brandishing sticks and stones. The Reuters news agency reports police had to fire tear gas at the rioters to gain entrance to the mosque. A VOA reporter says the mood eased after that as medical authorities tended to the wounded. French President François Hollande has traveled to the Ebola-stricken nation of Guinea following the first Western leader to visit one of the countries at the center of the outbreak. The French president was greeted Friday in Conakry by President Alpha Condé before meeting with health workers and visiting a medical facility. France has pledged $125 million to the fight against Ebola, concentrating on Guinea, where it once was a colonial power. The European Parliament is urging European antitrust regulators to break up Google. The non-binding resolution passed Thursday as lawmakers try to prevent service providers bundling service and search engines, rather, with other commercial services. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has appealed for interfaith dialogue to confront the dangers of extremism. The pontiff made the appeal following a meeting with the Turkish president on the first day of a three-day visit to Turkey. Dorian Jones has our story from Istanbul.
With a military band playing, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan hosted Pope Francis at his new $700 million palace on the outskirts of the Turkish capital, Ankara. During a joint news conference, Pope Francis said the Middle East has for too long been a theatre of fratricidal wars. He stressed the importance of dialogue in working towards building a peace based on fundamental rights. The Pope emphasized the importance of Turkey's past to both the Muslim and Christian faiths. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Clashes in Cairo between Islamist protesters and police killed two people Friday, just hours after assailant shot and killed two senior Egyptian army officers. Egyptian security sources say fighting between protesters and police broke out in East Cairo following calls for action by Islamists who want to topple Egypt's military-backed government. At least 100 people were arrested. The ultra-conservative Salafi Front, which campaigns for the imposition of Islamic law throughout Egypt, called for a Muslim youth uprising Friday with nationwide demonstrations. The Muslim Brotherhood endorsed the call for mass protest. Few details were available about the killings of two senior army officers. They were gunned down in two separate incidents in Cairo and just to the north of the city. Protesters angry that a white police officer was not charged for killing an unarmed black teenager in the U.S. state of Missouri called for a boycott of Black Friday, the traditional kickoff to the holiday shopping season. Demonstrators briefly shut down stores in at least two malls in suburban St. Louis, Missouri, near Ferguson, where police officer Darren Wilson shot and killed 18-year-old Michael Brown in August. Protesters interrupted shopping overnight at other stores in the area. In New York, protesters descended upon the city's flagship Macy's store and temporarily blocked traffic. As many as 200 people demonstrated Friday near Chicago's famed Water Tower, urging shoppers not to spend money as a show of solidarity with the people in Ferguson. The United Nations Committee Against Torture is urging the United States to investigate police abuse as protests continued over the grand jury decision not to charge the white police officer who shot and killed the unarmed black teenager in the state of Missouri. From Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, and this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Hello again. Welcome to a birthday party here on this edition of VOA's Jazz America. This is Russ Davis, your host, and the great trumpeter, composer, band leader, and multi-Grammy Award winner Randy Brecker turns 69 on the 27th of November, and today we're celebrating. You know that when one of the greats of jazz has a birthday, we like to focus on those artists. Their birthday gives us a chance to really put the spotlight on them and delve more deeply into their life and their music. And today the focus is on the great Randy Brecker. You'll hear his story and lots of his music, including a special focus on some of his recent projects as a guest artist. Everybody wants to have the sound of Randy Brecker on their release, it seems, and you'll find that to be true as we give you some of his recent work. But right now, let's celebrate another artist celebrating a birthday just a couple of days before Randy Brecker. Randy will be 69 on the 27th of November, and the great alto saxophonist and composer Paul Desmond, who died in 1977, would have been 90 years old on the 25th of November. He is so famous for having been a member of the great Dave Brubeck Quartet over the years, but maybe most famous for having written this classic song, one of the most important and popular songs in all of jazz history. From the classic album, Time Out, the Dave Brubeck Quartet, with the one song on that incredible collection written by Paul Desmond, here's Take Five to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
Thank you. from her album, Light My Fire. That is Brazilian-born pianist and vocalist Iliana Elias, great composer too, and the song Stay Cool. That's some of her latest work. And if you heard just a little bit of flugelhorn in the background in that song, that flugelhorn was played by Randy Brecker, our special guest on this edition of VOA's Jazz America. I've had quite a number of conversations with Randy over the years in various settings, from backstage at the Blue Note in New York City, where I had a chance to witness a performance by his latest band, the Brecker Brothers Band Reunion. He put together a number of artists who had worked in the studio or on stage touring with the Brecker Brothers over the years, the wonderful band he created in the 1970s with his brother, the late great saxophone giant Michael Brecker. Well, those great artists came together to create a wonderful DVD and CD, the Brecker Brothers Band Reunion, and we're going to hear a cut from those projects after we talk just a little bit to Randy Brecker about the Brecker Brothers Band Reunion. And the band included his wife, Ada Rovati, taking the tenor saxophone chair that was previously held, of course, by the late, great Michael Brecker.
You know, the family that plays together stays together. You and Ada on stage together, that's the first thing I want to say, Randy. It was so much fun.
Well, we're having a ball, and she's really roasting the occasion. Not that she doesn't always play great, but, you know, she was that's a hot seat, and she's really taking care of biz.
You know, also, this is not just like a whole set list of Brecker Brothers tunes. This is like a new band. I mean, the strap hanging is in there, but overall, new sounds. I mean, you guys are playing through devices that create a whole new language. You put a lot of thought into doing this in a different way.
Yeah, well, we're going in the studio, and we're going to DVD tomorrow night. We're going to record all the live stuff.
Excellent.
But there's a bunch of other stuff we're going to record next week. So I have about 10 or 11 new tunes. So it's not just a retro thing. We're kind of going to keep this going and write stuff and keep it going. What the heck?
Man, fantastic. You said you were going to do something funky there when I saw you in Detroit about a year ago, and this was it, eh?
Yeah, it's been a while. You know, I realized it was literally, man, I didn't believe this when I thought about it myself, but it was 8 years, I think. 2003, I did 34th and Lex with George Woody, who was in the band. And that was the last kind of funky thing I did. We did the big band stuff, and I did some orchestra stuff, and just I've been off in different tangents, so it's nice to get back to this.
Just a whole bunch of New York hotshots hanging out and doing it like it's been done for a long time, right? And with that signature New York kind of groove and sound, don't you think?
Yeah, well, you nailed it on the head, and it's great playing with these wonderful friends. You know, this really is a reunion because we haven't played together quite in this format with Will, who was in the original Brecker Brothers band. So it's really a different thing, and really went far beyond my original expectations.
Well, give us more, give us more. Thank you, Randy. Great to see you for a few minutes.
Thanks, Russ. I really appreciate you stopping down. And
one of the new songs that Randy Brecker wrote for this project is titled First Tune of the Set, and here it is on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. Well, there's another example of a saxophonist, a great horn player from the same generation as Randy Brecker, Joshua Redman, who's also from a very famous jazz family, just like the Brecker brothers. Joshua's father, Dewey Redman, taught him many great lessons that he's taken into his wonderful career from his album Momentum. That's his jazzified version of a song made famous by the rock band Led Zeppelin, the song Crunge, from the album Momentum. Joshua Redman. We've got more with Randy Brecker. We'll learn more about his past and hear some of his recent work in just a bit. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently. Seems I have a lot of listeners in Ethiopia. Hello, Ethiopia. And here's one that reads as follows. Hi, this is Elias Maseret from Ethiopia. I really enjoy your show. Try to play some Ethio jazz sometimes. Please keep up the good work. Thank you, Elias. Well, thank you, Elias, and it would be my pleasure to play some Ethio jazz for you. I played the music of Mulatu Astatke, your great Ethiopian Ethio jazz originator, in the past here on Jazz America, and now I want to play one of the great vocalists from Ethiopia. Her name is Gigi. That's the name she goes by, but her full name is Ejigayehu Shibawa. And on her album, simply titled Gigi, she brought in some fantastic musicians. Bill Laswell produced it, and she was joined by the likes of Herbie Hancock, Hamid Drake, Wayne Shorter, Henry Threadgill, and Pharaoh Sanders, among others, for songs like this, Zomaye, just for you, everyone listening to Jazz America in Ethiopia, and most especially you, my friend, Elias Maseret. The late, great Horace Silver from his album entitled A Prescription for the Blues, with the song Dr. Jazz and featuring a frontline horn section of Michael Brecker on tenor sax and our special guest on this edition of Jazz America, Randy Brecker on the trumpet. One of the first times that the Brecker brothers had a chance to play together in a major setting. Now, we're not only celebrating Randy Brecker's 69th birthday on the 27th of November, but we're celebrating his life and career in general. Now, Randy Brecker was born in the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania area, then went to the University of Indiana in the Midwestern United States of America, in the center of the nation, then back to New York City to follow his studies and begin his musical career, and he did some wonderful work there, working in big bands led by Clark Terry and Thad Jones and Mel Lewis. He worked with Duke Pearson. Then, in the late 1960s, became a member of the rock band Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And then, according to Randy himself in conversation I've had with him, his first big break came in working with Horace Silver. And as I just mentioned, Michael Brecker, his brother, right alongside him. Now, as far as his life is concerned, he has traced his roots back to Poland, and there, with his connection with the great Polish pianist, composer, and band leader Wojciech Pawlik, he has done some wonderful work in the past, two major projects, and has won a Grammy Award, his most recent of six Grammy Awards, for Night in Galicia, his collaboration with Wojciech Pawlik, which happened just about a year ago. I talked to Randy Brecker about going back to Poland for these projects and to trace his roots, and here's some of that conversation, followed by the Grammy Award-winning title cut from Night in Galicia, Randy Brecker and Wojciech Pawlik, here on VOA's Jazz America. Randy, tell me a little bit about going home, chasing your roots, and finding them. What an interesting project. What a beautiful project.
Well, it was a lot of fun, and it just shows you out of tragedy you can renew yourself and move ahead. It's a beautiful piece written by Wojciech Pawlik, who's actually his latest movie got picked to be the entry from Poland for the Academy Awards, and he's a wonderful film composer from Poland, and he wrote a piece for me with regards to my homecoming to the area of Poland that our family was from, Tykoczyn, and we performed it, and it's done really well all over the world.
What inspired that? Who made the call to whom? Was it just something that popped in your own head? How did that come about?
No, it was all his brainchild. When we were looking for a donor, a bone marrow donor for my brother when he was ill, Wojciech contacted me and helped search for that around. First of all, we weren't sure exactly where we were from, and he somehow found the general area where our grandparents were from and set up marrow drives and really tried to help. So it was a labor of love. But he's a wonderful friend, and I've been working with him for years.
And here is the beautiful title cut from the Grammy Award-winning Night in Galicia, Wojciech Pawlik with Randy Brecker on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. Fighting Cilicia, Vlodik Pavlik with Randy Brecker. And one great trumpeter deserves another. Let's go back to the year 1948. It's Gerald Wilson leading an orchestra in the arrangement of Dizzy Gillespie's classic, Guarachi Guaro, as Dizzy Gillespie goes Cuban. Classic jazz and modern jazz coming together on Jazz America every week. From 1948, Dizzy Gillespie and more modern Randy Brecker. Next hour, join me then, won't you?